In an echo of the post-war baby boom, many U.S. suburbs are again suffering growing pains. Not enough schools, too much traffic for two-lane roads, and scenic farmland plowed under for housing tracts. Wall Street Journal reporter Valerie Borlein paid a visit to Apex, North Carolina, nicknamed Millennial Mayberry. Valerie, what'd you find?
Apex, North Carolina, the peak of good living. I mean, you can't be out there 5 minutes without hearing their motto. And the big road is called the Peak Way, and there's a Peak Way band. It's a sweet little town that in 1990 was maybe 10,000 people and is now 57,000 people.
Oh, wow.
So it's got a quaint downtown. It started as a little tobacco town. Lots of cute little ice cream parlors and stuff, but you can't park downtown to go there because there have been such an influx of people coming to Apex.
Goodness. All right, so as you point out, you know, schools are crowded, the two-lane roads can't handle the traffic anymore. How do these towns manage that?
Well, it's a funny phenomenon that we're seeing, and it's not all suburbs that are booming. The commonality is good weather and good jobs. And Apex is 15 miles west of Raleigh, North Carolina, and there are just a ton of technology jobs in Raleigh. 50,000 tech jobs alone at the Research Triangle Park, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Apex. So people are coming there for good jobs and for good schools, but the infrastructure can't keep up, right? So you move across the street from the school you want your kids to go to, but it's capped, and you end up taking a bus 4 miles down the road to a different school.
Wow.
So it's a great problem to have. And the mayor's like, look, you know, the American dream came true, but what do you do about it? You know, what's the flip side? How do we handle all the growth?
How about some of the other suburbs where weather and jobs are attracting folks right now?
You know, one of the things I was surprised by is that the census numbers that came out in May, 14 of the 15 fastest growing cities in the U.S., by percentage growth, 14 of the 15 are suburbs, and the vast majority of those are suburbs of Sunbelt towns. So Buckeye, Arizona, outside Phoenix, grew at 8.5% a year, which is just a phenomenal number. Phoenix itself was the fastest growing big city, and it grew at 1.5%.
Wow.
So you're talking about suburbs of Phoenix, suburbs of San Antonio, suburbs of Dallas, Austin, Orlando, sunny places with good jobs, and the suburbs are booming there.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Valerie Borlein. She's written a piece entitled American Suburbs Swell Again as a New Generation Escapes the City, referencing millennials now leaving the cities, taking families to the suburbs. But as you say, for every Apex, North Carolina, there's a flip side.
Yes, and I have heard I for every Apex, there's a suburb that's not growing. And a funny phenomenon is happening. Some of the big cities and big thriving, maybe what we might have thought of as thriving cities, are actually starting to lose population, like Chicago or Los Angeles. So the suburbs of Chicago, for example, or the suburbs of St. Louis, Cleveland, cities that are not growing or slightly declining, their suburbs are doing the same thing. So the population of Shaker Heights, which is a really beautiful suburb of Cleveland, is flat/trending downward. And one of the big points of our reporting was that it's really a have or have not situation in terms of which suburbs are booming.
So how long does this particular suburban boom last? Is there any way that demographers measure that?
Well, it's hard to know, but I think the point they want to make is, you know, look, we started moving to the suburbs after World War II. And if you think about it, during the Depression, there was very little new housing stock made. But then after World War II, veterans came home. They needed somewhere to live. It was the heyday of the automobile, and we started moving to suburbs. And, you know, over time, over generations now, the suburbs have been growing in popularity. And we really are a nation of suburbs. Most of us live there already. So I think the demographers would tell you, look, it may turn out to be that the boom of the city population was more of a blip, and that we'll see continued growth in suburban America.
Thanks, Valerie. Valerie Borlein, Wall Street Journal reporter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.